上个礼拜在这里讲的是基督徒的历史哲学。
Last week we talked about the historical philosophy of a Christian.
基督徒到底用怎样的立场来看历史？
How should a Christian view history?
基督徒在时间的过程中间有怎样的信仰？
Within the progress of time, what kind of faith should a Christian have?
希伯来书没有提到这一点啊。
Well, you say that the book of Hebrews does not talk about this.
已经隐藏在里面。
But it is found within it.
所以我用两三分钟把上个礼拜所讲的，把它重点把它提出来。
So I want to tell you the emphasis of the past few sessions.
我们就进入今天所要讲的。
And then we will talk about what we want to talk about.
上帝既然借着基督创造诸世界。
Since God made the whole world through our Lord Jesus Christ,
又早已立他为承受万有的
，and also appointed him heir of all things.
这样，时间的起点就是基督，时间的终点也就是基督。
So the beginning of time is Christ, and the end of time is Christ as well.
为这缘故，基督说：“我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。”
Because of that, Christ says that I'm Alpha and Omega.
那么从起点到终点的中间
，and between the beginning and the end，
这是一条的直线，而不是周而复始的轮转。
The progress is a straight line and not a cyclical process.
所以基督徒有目的论。
So the Christian has a sense of the end.
基督徒有终极的世界观。
And the Christian's worldview has an end to it.
就是在基督的里面看见神为宇宙所定的目的。
And that is within Christ we can see the purpose of the universe.
这是基督教的信仰同所有宗教信仰不同的地方。
This is the big difference between Christianity and all other faiths.
今天我们继续思想下去，在这个路程的中间，时间终点的中间，我们靠着什么力量前进的？
And today we want to meditate upon what kind of strength do we use when we move along this.
我们大家打开希伯来书第一章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter one.
我们从第一节一直念到第三节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 3.
希伯来书第一章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 1:1-3.
一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
上帝既在古时，借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。我们都已经就到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你再一次打开我们的心，你打开我们的思想，你打开我们的谋士，使我们可以看见你的荣耀，因为你就是神荣耀所发出来的光辉。你要透过黑暗照射在我们的心里，使我们离开黑暗归向光明。我们求助你天上的智慧胜过人间的一切的预作，你天上所启示的真理胜过我们被捆锁的理性。愿主你自己的爱充满我们的心，愿主你的道建立我们的信仰。你的道比金做的心经可炫目，你的道比金果更甜蜜的蜜更甘甜。我们感谢我们赞美你，愿主你赐福将地同你的仆人翻译地，给他们二人如同一人，把你的真理同心合意的传讲出来，给我们无论听中文的无论听英文的，都在你的面前蒙一位圣灵的光照，同在你真理上建造自己。感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿们。历史既然是有起点有终点的，
Since history has a beginning and an end，
这样被生在历史的人一定要说言，也应当有一个真正的目的做他人生的追求。
And since we are born within history itself， we must have a true philosophy for the purpose of our life。
基督既然是创造万有的，
Since Christ created all things，
他与宇宙的关系就很清楚了。
The relationship between him and the cosmos is
very clear。 他是宇宙的创造者，
He is the creator of the entire cosmos。
他是时间的源头，
He is the source of time。
基督既然是要承受万有者，
And since Christ is appointed heir of all things，
他与宇宙之间的关系也很清楚。
The relationship between him and the universe is
clear. 他是整个历史终极的成全点。
He is the end of the entire history of
life. 他也是我们整个生命最后的目标。
He is also the final aim of our life.
这样圣经保罗提到我是向基督的标杆直跑就很清楚了。
And so Paul says I move towards the aim of Christ.
基督徒在历史中间不是偶然的出现。
We do not happen just by coincidence.
以基督徒在历史的出现是神永恒中间的预定。
We appear because God has elected us to to do so from beginning of time.
历史不是单单无意义的时间过程。
History itself is not just a meaningful progression of time.
历史是神的主权彰显他智慧和能力的场所。
History is a place where God shows His sovereignty and His wisdom.
历史不是没有核心的。
History is not without a core.
历史的中心点就是基督耶稣。
The core of history itself is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他用他全能的命令托住了万有。
Because He sustained all things by His powerful
word. 所以我们就在他托住的能力里面活着，因为信他，我们才站立得住。
So we live because of the sustaining power of Him, because we believe in Him, so we can stand firm.
我们在这三节圣经里面看见基督与世界的关系。
And so within these three verses, we can see the relationship of Christ and the world.
也包括了时间、空间与基督的关系。
We also know about the time, space, and their relationship between.
第二，让我们看见基督与神的关系。
Secondly, we see the relationship between Christ and God.
也就是子怎么样把父显明出来的问题。
And how the Son magnified the Father.
第三是基督与教会的关系。
Thirdly, we see the relationship of, between Christ and the church.
就是被救赎的人怎么样在基督里面被成全的问题。
And how those of us who are saved by Christ be sanctified by Him.
所以我们今天要提到的是基督与神之间的关系是怎么样。
And today we want to meditate upon the relationship between Christ and God.
第三节一开始就开宗明义的讲这句话语。
The third verse starts with this area immediately.
它是上帝荣耀所发出来的光辉。
The sun is the radiance of God's glory.
在古卷里面，这个他是上帝荣耀，这个上帝在这里没有出现。
In the ancient text, the word God does not appear; it is just His glory.
所以这节圣经可以说，它就是那荣耀的光照射在我们中间的这位历史的主宰。
And the verse simply means that He is the radiance of God among us. This person who controls history.
这个荣耀到底是谁呢？
What is this glory?
这个荣耀当然就是神。
This glory, of course, refers to God.
因为神才是荣耀的本体。
Because only God is the true embodiment of glory.
只有神才是荣耀的主体。
Only God is the subjectivity of glory.
神本身的本质就是荣耀。
The essence of God in itself is glory.
这位荣耀的神，也就是在历史中间自我彰显的威严的上帝。
And this God is the God that shows Himself to us throughout history, the God of power and authority.
这里说的他是那荣耀所照射出来的光辉。
And the verse tells us that the Son is the radiance of this glory.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
基督是光。
That Christ is light.
基督是神的光所照出来的光线。
And Christ is the light that came forth from God.
这就提到了基督就是启示者的意思了。
It means that Christ is the revealer himself.
神有三大事工，是除了神以外没有其他的人可以做的工作。
There are two areas of work that is confined to God alone.
神的第一个工作就是创造之工。
The first work is the work of creation by God.
神的第二个工作就是救赎之工。
The second one is the work of salvation by God.
神的第三个工作就是启示之工。
The third work is the work of revelation by God.
创造就是使无变有，叫做创造。
Creation means to make something out from nothing.
救赎就是从死成为复活，起死回生，叫做救赎。
Salvation is to resurrect the dead into the living.
而启示就是使人从不知，因为他主动的介绍自己，变成可以知。
And revelation refers to God Himself taking the initiative to move us from a state of ignorance to a state of knowledge.
亚伯拉罕的所信的上帝是怎样的上帝？
What kind of God did Abraham believe in?
亚伯拉罕是相信从无变有、起死回生的上帝。
Abraham believed in the God that created everything from nothing and the God who resurrected the dead.
这是记载在罗马书第四章里面。
This is recorded in the book of Romans chapter 4.
在罗马书第四章里面，亚伯兰所信的上帝，这信仰的次序是倒转过来的。
In the sequence of events in Romans chapter 4, the God that the sequence is upside down.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
亚伯兰所信的上帝。
The God that Abraham believes in
叫世人复活，是从无变有的上帝。
Is a God that resurrected the dead and created things out from nothingness.
叫世人从死里复活，这是神的救赎的大门。
This is the great work of salvation by God, being able to resurrect the dead.
表示这位的神是生命的神。
It means that this God is the God of life.
不但是生命， 的源头。
Not only is it the source of life，
更是叫人重新领受新生命的主。
He is the God that help us receive new life，
是以生命战胜死亡的主宰。
He is the God that gives us victory over death，
叫人从死回到生命中间的主。
He is the Lord that helps us to move from death into life。
十五变有什么意思呢
？What does it mean when we say He created everything from nothing？
这个在创造论的神学里面也是很重要的一句话语。
In theology, this is a very important concept。
用拉丁文来描写，这个叫做 creatio ex nihilo。
In Latin, it's creation, not ex nihilo。
用英文翻译就是 creation out from the nothingness。
In other words, it's creating something from nothing。
本来没有。
In the beginning, there was nothing。
创造的就变成有。
Now, because of his creation, it exists。
不是有了一些原有的东西，加工把它制造成品。
It's not something that you add upon something which is already there。
那个叫做制造。
And that's called manufacturing。
那个不叫做创造。
That's not creation。
制造是加工于原有的原料的上面。
Manufacturing means that you bring something together and you make something of it.
原来就有了。
Something is already there.
改变形状。
And you add a certain process.
改变一些的这个架构。
Change the shape and structure.
就变成一个新的成品。
And it becomes a new product.
这个叫做制造。
This is called manufacturing.
这个不是创造。
This is not creation.
创造是从没有，因为它创造的大能，从大能的工作变成存有。
Creation means that because of the great power of God, something came about from nothingness.
神的大工。
Because of the great work of God.
创造之工。
The work of creation.
救赎之工。
The work of salvation.
这两个工作是哪一个先，哪一个后呢？
Which is the first among these?
神先创造。
God created first.
以后才救赎。
Then he saved.
在创造同救赎之间发生了什么事情呢？
What happens between salvation and creation?
就是受造者的堕落。
And that is the fallen stage of the creation.
受造者的破损。
And the damage done to the creatures.
所以需要有重造。
And therefore we need to be rebuilt.
需要有救赎。
We need salvation.
受造的存有死了。
And the created being itself will die.
上帝叫死人从死里面复活。
And God will resurrect the dead.
这个死从死里面复活的这个能力就叫做神的救赎的大功了。
This power that enables the dead to come alive again is called the great work of salvation.
从破损恢复完整。
From a damaged state to a perfected state.
从堕落恢复原位。
From a fallen stage to the restoration.
这是神的救赎的工作。
This is the work of salvation by God.
神的创造之功。
So the creation of God.
神的救赎之功。
The salvation work of God.
这是神的两大工作。
This is two great areas of God's
work. 我怎么知道这位上帝是创造者呢？
But how can I know that God is the creator?
我怎么知道这位上帝是救赎主呢？
How can I know that God is the savior?
因为神告诉我他是创造者。
Because God himself tells me so.
因为神告诉我他是拯救者。
Because God himself tells me that he's the savior.
这个第三的工作就是神把他的工作告诉我们，这个告诉的工作。
So the third area of work is God speaking to us, telling us about his work.
告诉的工作也变成神的第三个大功了。
And so this is the third great area of work by the Lord.
这个叫做启示之功。
This is the work of revelation.
启示这个字在希腊文叫做 apocalypse.
In Greek it's apocalypse.
Apocalyptos 就是做启示出来的。
And apocalypse means that you reveal out.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是打开那个遮盖的幕的意思。
It means to reveal, to unveil.
所以你就知道里面到底是什么。
And then you can see what's inside.
在还没打开以前，
before you unveil it,
它被盖住了。
It is covered.
所以里面的内容你无从明白。
So you can't really understand the content.
你在隐藏着什么，你没有办法知道。
You don't know what's really inside.
现在有人把这个盖打开来。
And then now somebody unveils it.
当一打开来的时候，
and once you open it up,
你就知道里面是什么了。
Then you know what's inside.
这个打开的行动，
and so the action of opening up,
就是把奥秘彰显出来。
Means that it shows us the mystery within it.
这个行动叫做启示。
And this is what revelation is.
神启示。
God reveals.
表示神主动打开奥秘。
By his own initiative, he show us the mystery.
神主动把他蕴藏的丰盛向我们揭开来。
And he show us the abundance that he has hidden.
所以启示不可能是人所做的工作。
So revelation cannot be something from man.
启示一定是主动于神。
Revelation must come from God.
Initiated by God.
Must be initiated by God.
God is the initiator of the revelation.
上帝是主动启示的。
If God didn't want to initiate himself to reveal to us.
如果上帝不主动的启示他给我们看见
，No one is capable to understand who is God。
没有人能够知道上帝到底是谁。
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God。
因为上帝以他的智慧，以他的主权
，Because by His wisdom and His sovereignty，
以他的意志很甘愿的把自己启示出来。
By His will, He willingly tells us about Himself。
所以我们就在他启示工作里面看见了他其他的两大工作。
So because of that, within this book of Revelation, we can see the other two areas of His work。
神是创造者。
That He is the Creator.
神也是救赎者。
And He is the Savior.
神更是启示者。
He is also the Revealer.
不是通过他的启示。
If it's not because of His revelation,
就不知道他怎么创造。
We will not know how He created.
我们更不明白他怎么救赎。
We will not know how He saved.
所以启示之功是使我们明白他的创造之功和他救赎之功。
So the work of revelation shows us the work of creation and salvation.
这个启示是什么意思呢？
What does revelation mean?
就是把神的心意向我们表明出来。
It means it shows us the parts of God.
这样这个光照射出来的时候，
So when the radiance of God's glory goes forth,
我们成为一个蒙光照。
We become people who are enlightened.
把这个照射出来的光是谁呢？
And who is this light that comes forth?
这就是耶稣基督。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
基督是被启示者。
And so Jesus Christ received the revelation.
基督也是启示者。
He is also the revealer.
基督被启示出来的时候，
When Jesus Christ has been revealed to us,
我们是透过圣灵认识他的。
We know Him through the Holy Spirit.
基督是启示者的时候，
And when Jesus Christ is the revealer,
我们透过基督认识上帝。
Through Christ we know God.
所以将基督把父的荣耀把它彰显到我们中间来。
And so Jesus Christ manifests the glory of God.
所以这里说他是荣耀所发出来的光辉。
So the verse tells us that He's the radiance of God's glory.
荣耀所发出来的光辉这句话。
The radiance of God's glory, this sentence.
Revised Standard Version 的翻译不是太好。
In RSV, it's not a very good translation.
这里中文和本的翻译是很好的。
Whereas the Chinese translation is pretty good.
就是所照射出来的意思。
It means a light that moves forward.
The radiant out from. 这个 the reflection 不是单单反照，但是是发射出来的意思。
It is not just a pure reflection, but a something that moves forward.
当你看到 reflection 的时候，
when you're looking at a reflection,
你就把这个不过是把这个光透过对我这里的吸收，再反照出去的时候，做一个媒介而已。
You realize that what you're looking at is just a medium that reflects the source of light from another place.
所以反照者与原先的光体可能没有多大的关系。
So there may not be a good relationship between the medium and the original source of light.
对，当你看到这里是用发射出来的光的时候，
But when you read here, the glory of God is moved forward from the source.
这一个发射出来就变成一原体是有正面的，是真正的关系在里面。
The radiance in itself has a positive relationship with the source of
light. 我们怎么样了解呢？
How can we understand this?
太阳有太阳的本体。
It's just like the sun is an entity by itself.
从它的本体照射光到我们这里来。
From it, this entity itself receives the light.
照射出来的光使我们可以看见。
And so this, because of this light, we can see.
因为它是从原本的本体照射出来，所以我们从这个照射的原本就知道那原本实体是存在哪里。
And because of this light, we know that the source of light exists right there.
光既从那本体射出来，
since the light came off from the original
source, 我们就知道这个光的本体就在那边。
We know that the original source is right there.
基督与神的关系就很清楚了。
And so we can be clear about the relationship between God and God. Who is God?
神就是那荣耀的本体。
God is glory in itself.
基督是哪一位？
Who is Christ?
就是那个荣耀所射出来在我们身上的光。
Christ is the radiance that came forth from the glory.
神是那荣耀的本体。
And God is the source of glory.
圣经说神就是光。
And so the Bible tells us that God is light.
没有宗教像我们的基督教的信仰这样清楚告诉我们。
No other faith is like Christianity telling us this clearly.
在古这个波斯的宗教里面，
In the old Persian religion,
他们相信有两个神。
They believe that there are two gods.
一个叫做光明的神，
A God of light.
一个叫做黑暗的神，
And a God of darkness.
光明的神叫做 Ahura Mazda。
Ahura Mazda is the god of light.
日本人就把这个名字做了一种汽车叫做 Mazda.
And the Japanese came out with a car called Mazda.
黑暗的神叫做这个 Angra Mainhu.
And the god of darkness is Angra Mainhu.
从来没有一个人要做一个东西叫做 Mainhu 的。
And nobody wants to have use that as a brand.
因为他是黑暗的神。
Because this is the god of darkness.
所以这个光明的神是良善的神。
And of course the god of light is a good god.
这个宗教的唯一价值就是把光明跟良善连在一起。
And the purpose of this faith would be to join goodness and light.
不是说这个 Ahura Mazda 就是光。
It But it does not say that this Ahura Mazda itself is
light. 只有是 Ahura Mazda 是属于光明的神。
But he is a God that belongs to
the light. And
the Bible is wonderful and mysterious in this way.
上帝就是光。
When it says that God is
light.
Especially in the letters of John, it always tells us the same thing.
上帝就是光。
God is light.
他们住在光里面的就是住在上帝的里面。
And those who live in the light live in God.
上帝就是光。
And God is light.
上帝用这个光照耀这个世界上的人。
And God uses this light to shine upon all people of the world.
原来在旧约同新约中间那400年。
Within the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's 4 centuries.
这个叫做两约之间的时期。
And this is the time between the two covenants.
这个时期的中间有14本书是犹太人把它收集起来。
There are 14 scriptures that are written and kept by the Jews.
因为它的重要性不能比旧约的先知相比。
Because their importance, they cannot reach the same status as the Old Testament.
基督徒也没有看出神启示足够的权威在其中。
And Christians also do not recognize the authority of this book.
这不能列为圣经。
And we cannot include them as the canon of the Bible.
这14本书叫做次经。
And these 14 books are called the Apocrypha.
Apocrypha. 不能以圣经相比,
you cannot equate them with the Bible.
但它有相当高的文学价值,
but there is good literary value in there.
有相当高的道德教训,
and there's good teaching of ethics.
有相当高的历史记号,
and there's good historical recording.
你读次经的时候,
so when you read all these books,
你可以明白当时的风俗历史地理的状况,
you can understand the culture, the geography, and all the different times at that
time. 你可以知道在那个时代中间传下来的道德的价值观,
you can understand the value system of that 400 years.
有它足够的宗教价值,
there is enough religious value in there.
历史价值,
historical value,
文化价值,
cultural value,
道德价值,
ethical value,
对风俗一种习惯研究的价值,
values for understanding the tradition and
the practices.
But it does not have the mark of the revelation of God. So these are secondary scriptures. But the Roman Catholics will use that in between the two
testaments.
So in because of the Reformation, we have 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament, 66 books.
新主教的圣经就39加26，中间再加14本。
Whereas the Roman Catholic add another 14 different books in between
the books.
This is something we do not accept.
But
within these 400 years, what kind of concept do they have towards glory? What do they explain about
life?
And they understand this as the wisdom of God coming to us.
被造的人堕落之后,
after the fallen state of the human being,
我们就活在黑暗的中间,
we are living within darkness.
人类既然在黑暗的中间,
and since we are living in the darkness,
人类就盼望有些智慧的人可以把重要的东西启发我们, 使我们得到光照。
We hope that there will be wise men that will come to inspire us, to enlighten us.
所以每个民族里面有 最公义的、最智慧的老师，就成为那个民族的光了。So
within every culture, every people, there are great teachers of great wisdom and ethics. They become the light of the generation.
像我们中国人蒙受孔子思想的影响2500年。
It's just like the Chinese are influenced by Confucius for 2,500 years.
所以孔子好像是一个灯亮。
So Confucius is like a light.
照耀我们中国人的文化。
And he enlightens and illuminates the Chinese culture.
印度的奥义书像灯一样的。
However, the Hindu also have the same concept.
The Upanishads, the Bible of Hinduism, 就好像一把灯一样的。
And the Bible of the Hinduism is like a light.
照射印度的民族。
Again, it shines upon the Hindus.
历史历代比较有道德修养的人。
And within generations, we always have pretty ethical people coming out.
他们人生经历所归纳出来的话语。
And the words and the summary of their life.
就变成那个民族的道德方针、道德的训练。
Becomes the standard of the ethics and morality of their people.
所以对光的观念就离开了自然界物理学的光的观念。
And their concept of time has departed from our understanding of physical time, light.
Light. The understanding of light is now more supra and beyond the physical understanding of light. 所以这样的智力的光就是指呢有智慧能启发人的思想，那个叫做光。
And so the word light now becomes the essence that can inspire us and enlighten us.
那这个光有没有可能变成一个生命的位格来到人的中间？
Is it possible that this light becomes alive and come before us?
这就变成宗教界里面很重要的课题。
This becomes a very important message in faith.
当希伯来书第一章第三节告诉我们。
When the third verse of the first chapter of Hebrews tells us
上帝荣耀所发出的光
that the sun is the radiance of God's glory.
这是历史上很重要的一句话语。
This is a very important declaration in history.
因为在整个旧约里面没有这样的教训。
Because there's no such teaching in the entire Old Testament.
旧约里面只有希伯来书，只有这个以赛亚书说你要兴起发光。
Only in Isaiah did Isaiah say you got to rise up and shine.
上帝的光已经来到。
The light of God is here.
上帝吩咐光从黑暗里面出来。
And God commanded that the light move out from
the darkness. 上帝用大光要照耀在这一个阴影中间的人。
And God is going to shine His light upon those living in darkness.
在死亡影子之下的人。
And those who are living in the shadow of death.
坐在死荫之中的人已经可以看到大光。
And those who are sitting in the shadow of death can already see the great light.
但是这个大光到底是谁呢？
But who is this great light?
这个兴起发光的光从哪里发起的？
And how can we arise and shine? Where is this light from?
整个旧约没有很清楚的交代出来。
The whole Old Testament does not give us a proper understanding of this.
到了约翰福音第一章的时候。
By the time we reach the Gospel of John,
我们就看见这个很清楚的交代出来了。
We can see a very clear understanding.
约翰福音第一章第四节跟第九节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 4 and verse 9.
就直接把这个光指向耶稣基督。
Directly points towards Jesus Christ as the source of the light.
这个约翰福音第一章第四节告诉我们。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 4 says.
生命在他里头。
In him was life.
那生命就是人的光。
And that life was the light of man.
第九节告诉我们。
And in verse 9.
这个光是照耀每一个生在世界上的人。
This true light that gives light to everyone who was coming into the world.
你的那光是真光。
Because this light is the true light.
照耀一切生在世界上的人。
It will give light to every man who was born.
这个光正来到这个世界。
And this light is coming upon us.
所以你看见了历史中间所没有办法解决的问题，现在开始。表现出来了。
And so all the problems cannot be solved in history is now being revealed to us.
在 Reform 的圣经里面 ，Westminster Confession 里面有一句话。
Within Westminster Confession, there is this statement.
The natural light is inadequate.
就是自然的光是不足够的。
自然的光是不够的。
Natural light itself is inadequate.
理性之光是不够的。
The enlightenment of the reason is insufficient.
文化之光是不够的。
The enlightenment of culture is insufficient.
这些话在什么时候把它归纳起来呢？
When did all these statements come together?
就在理性时代最高峰的时候把它归纳起来。
It came together when reasoning was at its height.
你们研究哲学、研究文化的人，
those of you who study philosophy and culture,
你们都知道在最后这一百年，
you know that for the past 100 years,
文化就产生了一个很大的反动。
There is a very big turmoil in the cultural world.
在过去的三百年里面，
that is within the past 300 years,
理性主义所建立的文化架构。
The cultural structure that's established by reasoning
组成了我们常常说的现代主义。
Give us the modernism today.
We have modernism constructed within the last 300 years since the age of the reason. 但是到了1950年以后
by
1950, 20世纪最聪明的哲学家、思想家发现理性主义是不够的。
All the most brilliant philosophers of the world discovered that this reasoning in itself is not enough.
把真理局限在理性的范围里面是不对的。
It is not right to confine truth within our reasoning concept.
所谓的现代已经太过时了。
And so they realized modernism is out of place.
现代既然应当丢到历史的仓库里面，现代之后应当是个怎样的时代呢？
And so people try to understand what is after modernism.
所以这个叫做后现代主义。
And this is called postmodernism.
那后现代主义是个哲学的名词。
Postmodernism is a philosophical term.
新时代是一个比较大众化的文化的名词。
But something that we all know about is the word New Age.
这其中不一定有相当严谨的关系结构在其中。
There may not be very strict relationship between the two terms.
但是这个会从此出现在二十一世纪变成主流。
But I believe this will become the mainstream in the 21st century.
什么叫做后现代主义呢？
What does postmodernism mean?
就是在现代主义自显亏欠。有了不可复留的限制之后，人跳到一个更自由的时代，这个叫做后现代主义。
Postmodernism come after modernism when people realize that modernism in itself cannot explain everything, so they jump forward.
那么在现代主义还有被推翻以前。
But before modernism is discarded,
里面最伟大的思想家就被认为就是人类的光了。
The most important thinkers within this era is considered
light. 但他们并没有把真光带给我们。
But they did not give us the true light.
所以这就是理性之光。
These are lights of the reason.
这叫做自然之光。
These are natural lights.
自然之光是不足够的。
Natural light is insufficient.
Westminster Confession, the natural light is inadequate.
So Westminster Confession of Faith tells us the natural light is inadequate.
那我们需要什么的光？
But what kind of light do we need?
我们既然不能依靠 natural light.我们只要一个需要一个 supernatural light.
Since we cannot rely on natural light, we need a supernatural light.
而且超自然的光在哪里？
And where is this supernatural light?
就只有在耶稣基督里面可以找到。
This light can only be found in Jesus Christ.
在苏格拉底死了以后，
After Socrates had died,
他的这就学派就分成四个不同的学派。
His students became four different branches of study.
这个在历史上叫做小苏格拉底学派。
And this is a minor Socrates era.
小苏格拉底学派一共有四个支流。
There are four different branches in this era.
其中有一个重要的人叫做 Diogenes.
And one of the most important person within this era is Diogenes.
这个人在光天化日之下。
This person walked in broad daylight.
他拿着灯在那里走。
And he carried a lamp.
其实这个灯呢，对实际的环境没有多大照射的加工的功用。
And surely this light in broad daylight has no use.
所以人家问说，你白天带个灯做什么？
So people ask him, why are you carrying a lamp in broad daylight?
这时候人家不会给你问，就快快自卑感，不会的。
And philosophers are not people who just string away when you ask.
这时候人家一回答，你自己会自卑感。
Or when a philosopher answer you, then you will be.
否则他就不是哲学家。
Or else he's not a true philosopher.
他说，既然这么亮，我还看不见，表示不够亮。
He say it's so dark, bright, but I can't, still can't see, so that means it's not bright enough.
我还需要加一点灯。
So I need to carry a lamp.
找正义，
I want to find truth.
我要找良善，
I want to find goodness.
我单单靠这些光是不够的。
My natural light is insufficient.
我需要另外一个光来照明。
I need to carry a lamp to illuminate.
所以Diogenes这个人呢，就变成历史上一个很大的启发。
So Diogenes gave us great inspiration in history.
我们看见文化所已经最高发展的地方。
We are reaching the climax of cultural development.
教育最普遍的地方。
A place with greatest education.
人的心还是黑暗。
The human heart is still dark.
单单读很多书够了吗？
So is it enough just to study a lot?
单单有很高的文化够了吗？
Is it enough to have great culture?
单单有很高的宗教够了吗？
Is it enough to have great faith?
印尼总统有一本书最近都在被人讨论。
There is a book written by the Indonesian president.
这本书的题目叫做什么呢？
What is the title of this book?
宗教是不必去袒护的。
That this faith is not something which you need to defend.
Religion should not to be defended. 你不需要去保护你的宗教。
You don't have to protect your religion.
因为上帝自己是最高的权威，为什么要你去帮忙他呢？
If God Himself is the highest authority, He will not need your help.
印尼的新总统。
The new president of Indonesia.
跟上一任总统不同的地方在哪里？
It's different from the earlier president.
上一任的总统眼睛大得不得了，什么都看不清楚。
The earlier president has big eyes, but he can't see anything.
这个新的总统眼睛看不见，什么都看得清楚。
But this new president is blind, but he can see everything.
不同就在这个地方。
This is the difference.
那更清楚讲是什么意思呢？
What does it mean in clearer?
就是呢，眼睛亮的看不到光，眼睛暗的看到光。
That means those who are with sight cannot see, but those who are blind can see.
表示你眼睛这么大没有用。
It means that having a big pair of eyes is not good enough.
自然的光照不到你里面。
Because the natural light cannot shine within you.
这个呢，新的总统眼睛很小。
This new president has small eyes.
一个是假的。
One of which is.
另外一个快要瞎了。
Another one is going blind.
所以他什么都不会看清楚。
So he can't see clearly.
但是很奇妙，他什么都看清楚。
But then he is very clear about everything.
他真正看清楚印尼的毛病在哪。
He understands the problems of Indonesia.
他真正看清楚印尼经济怎么会不会。
He understands the economic situation.
他一定要请教李光耀。
And he comes to ask advice from
him. 新加坡就不会对印尼太不好了。
And Singapore will try to be nicer to Indonesia.
他看得很清楚的。
He is clear.
所以有一个人说，为什么你们选一个眼睛的这个总统呢？
So some people ask me why we have a president with only one eye.
我就回答说，为什么要两个眼睛？
I say why should we have two eyes?
他们两个眼睛比一个眼睛好吗？
Two eyes are better than one.
但是当你看到的时候，为什么你关掉一个？
But when you take a picture, you close the eye.
当你看到的时候，你就发现你多一个眼睛有时候是麻烦的。
And you find that two eyes is a hindrance when you try to take a photograph.
你要关掉一个，你才会 focus.
You have to close the eye to focus.
你才会集中的。
And you can concentrate.
耶稣基督说，
So Jesus
Christ. 你有两个眼睛下地，不如挖掉一个，你上天堂。
Rather than going to hell with two eyes, take out one so that you can.
你有两个手，你下地，不如斩断一个，你上天堂。
If you go to hell with two arms, you might as well get rid of one and go to paradise.
耶稣又对法利赛人说，
And Jesus said to the Pharisees,
如果你们瞎了，
If you are blind,
你们的罪就赦免了。
Your sins will be forgiven.
但是因为你们说我们的眼睛是很明亮的。
But you said that you have bright eyes.
所以我实实在在告诉你， 你们的罪还在。
So verily I say to you, your sin exists.
圣经这些教训到底要做什么？
What does all this teaching of the Bible tell us?
这些都是看到光明的重要性。
It tells us the importance of life.
耶稣说你的眼睛若明亮，
Jesus said, if your eyes are bright,
全身就光明，
your whole body will be full of light.
这下是耶稣讲的一句话。
And then Jesus said,
如果你里面的眼睛昏暗了，
if your eyes within your heart is darkened,
那黑暗是何等的大呢？
That darkness is great indeed.
当我们今天谈到基督的时候，
So when we talk about Jesus Christ today,
谈到基督就是光的时候，
And we said Jesus is light,
谈到基督光照世界的时候，
And Jesus illuminate us,
我们也很严肃地思想人类文化局限的问题了。
We want to understand the cultural limitation of life in
the fallen world. 下个礼拜我们谈基督徒的历史哲学观。
Last week we talked about the historical and philosophical perspective of the Christian.
今天我们就要思想人类的基督徒的 文化局限观。
And today we want to understand the sense of limitation towards culture.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督为始点，基督为终点的历史过程中间，曾经有荣耀发出的光辉，照耀这个历史。
That within the beginning and the end of time, there is a period of time where the light comes to illuminate.
基督所带来的光。
And this is the light that Jesus Christ brought.
超过了苏格拉底，超过了孔子，超过了莎士比亚，超过了莫里耶，超过了所有文化界里面。
It's the light and illumination that is beyond Socrates, Confucius, and William Shakespeare.
2000年以前有这样一句重要的话。
2000 years ago, there's already such an important word.
它是上帝荣耀说发出来的。
That he is the radiance of the glory of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经告诉我们，上帝就是光。
The Bible tells us that God is light.
上帝就是那个光的本体。
God is light itself.
从这个光的本体照射出来的光辉就是基督。
And the radiance that came from this source of light is Christ.
基督为什么照出世界最大的光呢？
Why do we say that Christ is the greatest light of the world?
因为他以神性来发光的。
Because he shines off his light in the sense of divinity.
基督所发出的光是神的光。
The light of Christ is the light of God.
神就是光。
And God is light.
基督就是神所照射出来的光。
And Jesus Christ is the light that God shines forth.
你看清楚了。
Have you seen this?
你把世界所有最伟大的宗教家。
Take the greatest philosophers and religious leaders of the world.
最大的文学家。
The greatest literary writer.
最大的文化学者。
The greatest philosopher and
scholar.
People who inspire all of us.
跟耶稣基督的光照相比的时候，
When you compare them with the radiance of Christ,
你就明白归正神学这句话， The natural light is inadequate.
Immediately you realize why the Reformed theologian says that the natural light is inadequate.
基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
他是上帝。 本体的荣耀所照射在人类历史中间的光辉。
He is the radiance of light coming from the source of God himself within our history.
这样这个历史的起点、终点、中间的过程不但是有目的的。
So there is a purpose between the beginning and the end of time, the progress of time itself.
历史不是偶然的一个存在。
History is not something that existed by coincidence.
历史是神永恒的计划。
Whereas history is the eternal plan of God.
基督徒在历史的存在。
And Christian is within the existence of history.
不是我们的父母偶然把我们生出来的。
We are born not because of coincidence.
是神从创世以前所预定的。
We came about because of the plan of God before the foundation of time. And so our life has a direct relationship between history and the eternal will of God. We can understand things which the rest of the world will never understand.
我们更有力量，有把握，靠着天上照射的光，走完人生的道路，面向神所定的永恒。
We will also have the strength and the confidence to use the power of God to move along the journey of life until the plan that God has given us.
每次我要讲一篇信息的时候
，Every time before I preach a sermon，
我常常感到自己做口笨舌，无法表达清楚。
I always feel that my mouth is not adequate, articulate enough.
我知道我自己的思想浅陋，不够学问可以把它表达出来。
I know that my thought process and my reasoning power is not strong enough to explain it.
我在你们面前，在主的面前，在撒旦的面前，我敢讲下面这句话。
But before you, before God, and before Satan, I dare to say this.
每次我把一篇信息讲完的时候
，Every time after I finish a sermon,
我清楚感受神的灵给我力量，把超过我所能讲的都讲出来了。
I know that what I have preached is given to me by the power of God more than my capabilities. Thanks be to God.
这就是基督的光在我们中间继续工作的一个记号。
And this is the mark of the continual work of the light of Jesus Christ.
我们怎么可以从这么简单的几节圣经发现这么伟大的真理？
How can we know all this from such simple verses?
因为所有的宗教作品，所有其他宗教的经典，不过是一些普通的东西而已。
Because all other religious scripture from other faith are just common things.
只有借着圣灵所感动，我们对基督的真理的了解，才是神天上的大光照耀在文化界。
The great light of God upon culture is from the illumination of the Holy Spirit within our lives.
从来没有人像耶稣基督。
No other person is going to be like Jesus.
从来没有人比耶稣基督。
No other people can compare with Jesus Christ.
从来没有人有耶稣基督对人类历史光照的作用那样伟大。
Nobody can have such inspiration as great as Jesus Christ has.
他是上帝荣耀的本体所照射出来的光辉。
Because it's the radiance of God's glory itself.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那这样我们就回想到我们的神是怎么样的神。
So let us meditate upon the type of God.
神就是光。
God is light.
有比这个更简单的描写吗？
Is there an even simpler explanation?
我们要用千千万万句来表达我们对神的认识。
Can we express God in all kinds of words?
我们用许多许多的话来解释我们对神的了解。
We try to use many words to explain our understanding of God.
但是甚至有时只用一句话把神表彰出来。
But the Bible only uses a simple statement.
神就是光。
God is light.
当你不能把它倒过来说，光就是神。
But you cannot turn it around and say that the light is God.
你一倒过来，你就会大错特错了。
It's a big mistake indeed.
圣经有三个最重要的字描写上帝。
There are three very important words in the Bible to describe God.
第一，神就是爱。
Firstly, God is love.
第二，神就是生命。
Secondly, God is life.
第三，神就是光。
Thirdly, God is light.
在英文里面刚好这三个字就用 L 就开始。
And in English.The letter L starts all these
things. God is love.
上帝是爱。
God is life.
神是生命。
God is light.
神是光。
当我们看到神就是爱的时候
，When we say God is love，
我们比较容易的了解。
We can sort of understand it
easier. 因为我们没有爱是不能生活的。
Because without love, we cannot exist.
我们每个人都经历过爱对我们生命的培育。
And all of us experience love within our lives.
我们都曾经陶心在爱对我们生命的感受里面。
And sometimes we are lost in the love in our life.
所以我们直接懂得怎么样叫你用爱的牺牲去成全别人。
So we can sacrifice in love to fulfill other people's wishes.
特别做母亲的人。
Especially for mothers.
有了孩子以后。
After they have children.
晚上不能好睡。
They can't sleep very well at night.
不会不知要照顾婴孩。
They keep taking care of the
kid. 特别当这婴孩多病的时候。
Especially when children are sick.
每时每刻。
Every moment.
对他的折磨。
The torturing
都增加他做母亲的意义和责任感。
Increases the value and the sense of responsibility.
他感到他爱有一个对象。
She feels that there's a purpose of to us love.
对象给他产生许多的痛苦。
Although this purpose has a lot of problems.
但他的爱使他感到自己生命更成全起来。
But her love gives her the sense of accomplishment in her life.
所以他的在牺牲的中间发现意义。
So within sacrificing, she understands the purpose.
在牺牲中间，他经历了什么叫做甘愿。
And within sacrificing herself, she understands.
有这种经历的人
and those with such experience,
你跟他讲上帝就是爱的时候
when you tell them that God is love,
他比较容易了解
they can understand it.
但是当进到第二个范围
but when you enter into the second
area, 上帝就是生命的时候
God is life,
那你就更难明白了
it's a little bit harder.
更高一个范围的时候
，and in the even greater portion，
就是光。
When you say God is light，
更不能了解。
It's even harder。
什么叫做上帝就是光
？What does that mean？
上帝就是光。
God is light。
那这个光和上帝什么关系
？What is the relationship between the light？
现在的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
正像太阳是个光的源头。
Just like the sun is the source of our light，
从来没有看见过太阳。
You have never seen the sun。
你说我每天看太阳
？I have seen the sun every day。
没有看见过太阳。
No， you have not。
如果你真的看见太阳
，If you truly seen the sun，
你应该告诉我太阳的黑点有多少个。
You should be able to tell me how many black spots。
你应该告诉我太阳的本质是什么。
And you can tell me the essence of the sun。
就因为你从来没有看见过太阳。
But because you have never actually seen it。
那么唐牧师，到底我看见什么
？So Reverend Fong， what is it that I'm seeing？
你看见太阳光。
You can see the light of the sun.
你不是看见太阳。
You are not looking at the sun.
将它不能看见的本体。
So this source cannot be seen.
虽然是光源。
Although it's the source of light.
但是就借着能看的光线，使你认知它的存在。
But because of the beams of light, you can understand and really know that it's there.
基督与神的关系就是如此。
And this is the relationship between Christ
and God. 神是看不见的。
God is invisible to us.
但是神是光。
But God is light.
光是看得见的。
You can see light.
那么神为什么看不见的？
But why is it I can't see God?
是那能见的圣子把不能见的圣父彰显出来。
Because the visible Son of God shows us the invisible.
像你在这些圣经找到了整个圣经里面的总结了。
So within this verse, you see the entire principle of the Bible.
从来没有人看见上帝。
Nobody has ever seen God.
从来没有人看见上帝。
Nobody has ever seen Him.
上帝是我们眼不能见的。
God is something we cannot see with our eyes.
上帝住在不能靠近的光里面。
God lives in a light that we cannot get near with.
上帝就是光。
God is light.
没有人见过上帝。
Nobody has seen God.
圣经有五次提到神是不能看见的。
The Bible says that in five different places.
但是呢，耶稣基督说：“你们看见我，就是看见上帝。”
But Jesus Christ said, "When you look at me and you see me, you are seeing the Father."
这岂不是矛盾吗？
This is contradictory.
为什么圣经说这个摩西看见上帝的荣耀？
But the Bible says that Moses saw the glory of God.
摩西面对面与上帝讲话。
And Moses spoke to God face to face.
上帝经过的时候，
when God moved,
他只能看见上帝的背。
And he saw the back of God.
那么这些到底要表达什么？
What does this mean?
这要表示那不能见的上帝有可能被人所见。
It means that this God that cannot be seen may possibly be seen by us.
就像你从来没有看见太阳。
It's just like you've never seen the sun.
但是太阳光给你看到了。
But you can see the light of the sun.
所以你看见的不是太阳的本体。
You cannot actually see the sun in its own entity.
你所看见的是太阳本体所发射出来的光辉。
What you're seeing is the radiance from the source.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督就是那不能看见的圣父在历史中间所能看见的形象。
Jesus Christ is the image of this invisible God living among us in history.
他是那个上帝无限的荣耀在有限界所照射出来的光辉。
He is the radiance of the unlimited glory of God showing to us in our limited
world. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
每次我提到光这个字，
Every time I talk about the word light,
我思想光这件事，
When I think about light,
我的心就很严肃起来。
In my heart, I become solemn.
因为我们将为国发光。
Because we say we want to show light
on the world.
We want to do great things for our ancestors.
不是说你头上戴一个这个有光圈的东西。
It doesn't mean you have a halo on your leg.
当你说我们要为国争光的时候，
When we say we want to do great things and shine for the country.
讲的光已经超过物理学的范围。
And this light, when you say you want to shine for your country, is not physical.
这个人面上有光彩。
And you say this guy is radiant.
不是指他擦了很多磷会反光的。
Doesn't mean that he has a lot of fluorescence on his face.
这个人很有光彩的时候。
When you say this guy is full of radiance.
你谈到的就有一点靠近圣经要表达的那个意思。
What you're saying is pretty similar to what the Bible says.
下一次我们讲的时候，
when we talk about it later,
我们会更深入地提到这个神的光的意义。
In the next session, we'll talk more seriously about the meaning of light.
荣耀的意义。
The glory of God.
这个神不能见的光荣的本体就在基督的光辉里面给我们看见。
This invisible source of light can be seen through the visible Jesus Christ.
光是什么？
What is light?
直到今天没有人能完全明白。
Nobody can truly understand what light is.
我二十多岁的时候，
When I was 20 over years old,
我对光就开始很有兴趣。
I was interested in light.
我去查一些的书，
So I tried to study.
我去研究一些课程，
I want to study further.
我去思想历史里面有什么发现，
I want to see what discovery are there in history.
是大科学家牛顿
the great scientist Newton.
He gives
some definition to light.
那么在历史中间光有很多不同的解释法。
And there are many explanations about light.
光到底是 vibration?
Is it some kind of vibration?
或者是 emission?
Or is it an emission?
照射出来的这个叫做光?
Is it something that came forth?
或者用整波整出来的叫做光?
Or is it something that vibrates?
这几个理论占据了相当重要的一个时期。
For a period of time, people are arguing about this.
到了18、19世纪的时候,
by the 18th and 19th century,
有人就发现光是有速度的,
some people realize that light has a speed.
震惊了整个世界的物理界,
and this is a great discovery.
到了19世纪末所之后,
towards the end of 19th century,
有人已经肯定了光的速度是多少快,
some people already determined the speed of light.
带给物理界一个大的震惊,
again, it was a great shock.
到了20世纪, 就这个初到中的时候,
In the beginning of the 20th century.
In between the beginning and the middle of the 20th century. 那么这个呢，爱因斯坦给光再一些不同的理论。
Albert Einstein gave another theory about light.
因为我们看见的这光在物理学的演进越来越厉害了。
So we understand more and more about light.
根据相对论的思想。
Based on the theory of relativity.
光的照射不是直线的。
The light itself is not a straight line.
又引起了很大的震荡。
And again, people were shocked.
光一定是直线的吗？
Of course, light traveling a straight line.
这是我们过去的观念。
This is our concept in the past.
爱因斯坦的相对论说不是的。
But Einstein says no.
光是会弯的。
Light can be bent.
光怎么会弯的呢?
How can you bend light?
他说当光经过一个大的物体的时候,
His theory is that when light travels through a great object,
大的物体的光有的引力之间呢,
the gravity of this great object will bend light.
如果你没有读物理学,
if you have never studied physics,
那你以为光就是光,
you think light is just
bending
light? And those
balding will also have light.
But when you understand physics,
you have the emission theory.
You have emission theory,
vibration theory,
vibration theory,
还有 the speed of light,
and the understanding of speed.
到了20世纪物理学再发展的时候,
and by the 20th century,
光到底是物质或者不是物质的?
People try to understand whether light is physical or not.
光到底是 particle 或者是物质的?
Is it particle or material?
光是不是用分子击打分子的方法来前进的?
Is it something that came about because photons are hitting
each other? 这是个很大很大的谜。
This is a great mystery.
很大很大的问题,
a big problem. Way before all these scientists started,
圣经已经讲了,
the Bible already tells
us, 上帝就是光,
God is light.
让我们无穷无尽的寻味,
and we can understand this and
study over and over, 无穷无尽的思考,
and think about it over and over.
圣就是光,
God is light.
光有速度吗?
Is there speed to light?
光是物质吗?
Is light material?
光看得见吗?
Can light be seen?
光有重量吗?
Is there weight to the light?
我越讲你越乱,
well, more I say, the more confused you
are. 你还没有听我讲到，你以为你很聪明了。
And before you come here, you probably think you're very brilliant.
听完到你变得很笨。
After the sermon, you become quite stupid.
其实我相信你听完到，你是更聪明的。
But I believe you are smarter.
聪明在哪里? 聪明到你发现你不太聪明。
Because you are smarter in understanding that you're not so smart. Before this, you think you're brilliant. How brilliant are you? Very dumbly, you think you're brilliant. But after this, you realize you're not that brilliant. Then you know that originally you're not that smart.
上帝就是光,
God is light.
光是什么呢?
What is light?
光看得见的,
light is something you can see. What is it that we can see?
看得见应该是物质,
we can probably see material. Can we see material things?
你不能绝对说是物质都看得见。
You can't really give a firm definition of yes.
物质应当是看得见的。
Probably physical and material things you can see. Like wood.
是木头看得见。
So you can see the wood.
纸是物质。
Paper is a material.
纸看得见。
So you can see the paper.
手表是物质。
The watch is the same.
手表看得见。
So you can see the watch.
物质是看得见的吗?
So material things are can be seen.
是的，物质是看得见的。
Yes.
那看得见的都是物质吗?
Does that mean anything that's visible is material?
不一定。
No.
有没有看不见的物质呢?
Is there such material thing that can be seen?
有没有看得见的非物质呢?
What about non-material thing that can be seen?
神就用光跟唯物论的人开玩笑了。
And God used light to make a joke.
如果你们中间有唯物论底的人,
and those of you who have the understanding of materialism,
我相信你也有其他的底,
I know maybe you have other understanding.
否则你听完了还听不懂。
Or if not, you will not understand what
I'm saying. 因为你的底子有唯物论, 你当然只会听那种。
You only understand materialism because you are misunderstanding. But I believe you have other concepts.
所以你有两个底,
but you are not sure where you are. And you know what I'm talking about. God make a joke for all who believe in
materialism.
So God created material that cannot be seen. Well, there's no such thing.
空气看不见啊?
The air cannot be seen.
空气是物质?
Is the air physical?
对不对?
Is it true?
我问你不答 我再问你一次啊
One more time
空气是看不见的
The air is invisible to us
空气是不是物质
But is the air material
是啊
Yes it is
空气是物质
But air is material
你说证明给我看
Give me the proof
你说我看见风
I can see the wind
你从来没有看见风
You have never seen the wind
你看见树给风吹在摇
You have seen the tree moving because of the wind
没有看见风
You have never seen the wind
你从来没有看见过空气
It's not possible to see the air
不但空气是物质
Not only is the air material,
而且空气有重量,
there's weight to the air.
不但空气有重量,
not only is there weight,
不同成分的空气有不同的重量,
different air, different spirit, different
wind.
And God arranged all this.
你说哪里圣经讲?
The
Bible
tells us,
上帝为空气定重量,
God gave weight to the air.
你不要开玩笑啊。
So it's not a laughing matter.
古老的圣经不是傻傻的人写的。
The Bible is not written by stupid people.
你所谓傻傻的人所，这个背后面有圣灵在感动他。Because
they are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
上帝为空气定重量。
God gave weight to the air.
所以，如果空气的重量没有被上帝定准范围。
If God did not give a proper weightage to air, this world will be in big trouble.
工厂烧东西,
when a factory burns things, and all kinds of air is coming out, when it moves out of the chimney,
是不是就在那边?
It is get stuck there.
或者它的重量把它再掉下来?
Or because of its weight, it drops down further.
我问你啊,
let me ask you this.
如果这个没有定好啊,
if there is no definition to this,
全世界很危险,
then the world will be in a dangerous place.
你每天呼吸的空气,
all the air that you breathe in,
为什么就在你高度这一公尺半到两公尺之间可以给你享受?
Why is it that you can enjoy it within this particular sphere?
如果它太轻,
if the air is a bit too light,
氧气浮上去, 你不是每天在爬山吗?
If oxygen keep moving out, then you've got to keep climbing out.
二氧化碳呼出来的时候,
when carbon dioxide comes out of your mouth,
到底二氧化碳跟氧气的重量哪一个高, 以至于怎么样循环?
What is the relationship between carbon dioxide and oxygen?
你每天排气的时候,
when you have air gas coming out from you,
那个是下气或者上气,
does it come down or go out?
我不是开玩笑,
this is not
这是很属灵的事情,
and this is spiritual
thing. 因为如果这个事情上帝没有先定好啊,
if God did not control even these things,
从亚当到现在堆积起来就麻烦,
from Adam to now they will be in big trouble.
所以这其中神的安排很奇妙,
so it's mysterious indeed the way God
controls
it.
我12岁的时候,
when I was 12, when I read the book of Job about God giving weightage to air,
我杀了大半天,
I was confused.
空气有重量吗?
Is there weight to the air?
No.
Yes, there is.
如果空气没有重量的话,
if there is no weightage to air,
内心心没有办法把它拉定复位这一个大气层,
the gravity will not be able to hold it down to protect us.
大气层最下面这大概5公里里面,
5 kilometers from the surface of the earth,
氧气是越来越少越来越少,
oxygen will get less and
less. 氧气是在大概1公里半里面是很丰富的,
and oxygen is pretty rich within 1 kilometer.
内心心里吸住了,
and this is in control by gravity.
如果氧气是变成氢气的话,
if oxygen become helium,
只有坐飞机的人才有可能活得好,
then only those who are on an airplane can live. And so those of us who are poor are given free oxygen by God. But when you move beyond 8 kilometers,
氧气就很稀少,
oxygen becomes very thin.
在喜马拉雅上面,
and so at the Mount Himalayas, without oxygen tank, you will not survive.
到150公里的上面,
when you move beyond 150 kilometers,
气差不多都不存在了,
there is no more air.
太空就是太大的空空,
and then there's this vacuum out there in the universe. It's a big emptiness. No air.
那所以我问你呢,
so let me ask you this. What is the relationship with
this? 很有关系。
That is great relationship.
我再说,
Let me say
this. 上帝跟唯物论的人开玩笑是很厉害的。
And God is very humorous.
为什么?
Why?
因为上帝创造了看不见的物质。
Because God created a matter that cannot be seen.
然后在这个物质中间透射一个看得见的非物质。
And then within this matter itself show us a non-material thing that can be seen.
你还不相信上帝吗?
Do you still not want to believe in God?
不信上帝的人所需要的对无神论的信心是很大很大。
A person who does not want to believe in God must have great faith to believe in atheism.
他对无神论的信心是根本没有办法证明出来的。
A faith towards atheism in itself cannot be proven.
那是最大的迷信。
And this is the greatest superstition.
现在再听下去。
Listen to this guy.
因为空气是看不见的。
Because air cannot be seen.
所以我感谢主。
So I give thanks to God.
如果空气看得见,
because if we can see the air,
那我每天要看你的时候先看到你我中间的空气就看不见你了。
Before I can see you, I will see the air between us.
那么你我之间有空气,
but there's air between you and I.
空气是看不见的,
and air is invisible.
所以你看见我, 我看见你。
So I can see you and you can see myself.
我需要空气, 你需要空气。
I need the air, so do you.
你看不见空气, 我看不见空气。
You cannot see the air, I can't see either.
空气不会太高, 不会太低。
And the air is just in the right place.
我们在地面爬行的时候，就在我们周围，
it is just around us.
就像道围绕着我们一样的，
just like the word of God is all around us.
就像道离开你不远一样的，
and just like the word is never
far
from you.
就像道在你心中一样的，
and just like the word is in your heart.
你在这个道里面生活，
you are living within here.
道在里面运行，
and the word is moving in your heart.
我在道里面， 道在我里面，
the word, I mean the word and the word is in me.
正像空气围着我， 我里面又包着空气。
Just like the air is around me and within me contains the air.
我在空气里吗?
Am I in the air?
是的。
Yes.
空气在我里吗?
Is the air in me?
是的。
Yes.
空气与我的关系是什么?
What's the relationship between the air and me?
不但供养我的生命,
not only does it nourish my life,
而且它没有阻挡我的视线,
it does not block my vision.
如果上帝创造这么好的眼睛, 忘记创造看不见的空气, 那就麻烦了。
If God created such a beautiful eyes but forget to create invisible air, we are in trouble.
我说这么好的眼睛, 它把你成这么好看的眼睛。 So good, so functional eyes.
It's a functioning eyes.
所以你不好看的眼睛, 好像good, 也是很会看清楚的。
So without a good pair of eyes, you can also see clearly.
我们继续讲下去。
Let us continue.
所以你我之间的空气,
so the air between you and me,
是物质,
it's material, matter.
是,
yes, it is.
看不见,
it's invisible.
看不见, 有重量,
it has weight.
有重量,
yes, it has.
给我翻过来问,
let me ask you another question.
在这个气体中间透射的光,
the light that moves between the air,
是不是物质?
Is it material?
我不知,
I don't know.
看得见吗?
Can you see it?
看得见,
yes, you can.
有没有重量?
Does it have weight?
没有重量,
no, it does not.
你看到吗?
Have you seen this?
很矛盾啊,
and this is contradictory.
是物质的,
it is material,
看不见,
you cannot see.
不是物质的,
that which is immaterial,
看得见,
you can see.
是空气,
when that which is air,
有重量,
it has weight.
是光线,
but light,
没有重量,
does not have weight.
是空气,
air,
占空间,
it occupies space.
是光线,
light,
占有空间,
it does also occupy space.
又可以超空间,
but at the same time it transcends space.
这光射去的时候,
and the light moves and moves,
射去的时候,
and moves.
你用laser的光,
and you use laser beam,
你就知道到底它的光可以射多远啊。
Using laser beam you can tell how far the light can travel.
多远,
how far can it travel?
因为远一点, 它就用电图多一点是吗?
Does that mean that with a greater power it can travel further?
你射靠近一点, 它的电图就比较短一点, 就比较节省寿命一点吗?
Does that mean that if the light travels a short distance you use lesser battery power?
你想想看吧,
think about it.
光太奇妙了,
light is marvelous.
圣经说,
and the Bible says,
上帝就是光,
God is light.
你要这么去了解它,
how do you understand this?
太伟大,
it is a great theory.
太奇妙,
great teaching.
它把这个光的意义呢, 很奥妙地存在自然界里面, 让你思想超自然界的事情。
And God gave us the existence of light within nature itself so that we can think about supernatural things.
我不是从自然界想到超自然界。
It's not that we move from nature to the supernatural.
我刚才从超自然界引用到自然界。
We use supernatural to move to the nature.
我们现在在自然界物理学中间讨论光的时候,
when we are discuss light within physics of nature,
光是不是像 particle, 一个击打一个，这样就这样把这个光线冲出去。
Is it like particle hitting one after another, creating a light beam?
你说如果实现电线的话,
If it's light, it's like a piece of wire.
里面已经有物质的这个成分。
There are already material things in the wire.
电流就在冲冲冲冲冲冲冲。
And so electrons just move.
但是
，however，
太阳
，the sun，
离开地球
，is so far away，
一万万五千万公里
，millions of kilometers away。
一万万五千万公里是 150 million kilometers。所以光呢，从那边射到这里来的时候
，So when light travels from that source，
跑了很长很长的路
，He has moved for a
long distance。
How long？
要把跑八分钟，有大概13-14秒。
He moves about 8 minutes and about 13 seconds。
所以你看见太阳光的时候
，So when you see the light of the sun，
你所见的是八分钟多以前的光。
The light you are seeing has existed from 8 minutes ago。
Vega 星。
The star Vega
离开地球
is away from the earth
几千个光年
was by many many millions of light years。
看到那个新的光的时候
when you see the light of a star
你所见的光是五千年的光。
The light you're seeing came across from 5,000 years ago。
它在那里不是的。
It is not there。
可能两千年那个星已经没有了。
Maybe 2,000 years ago the star disappeared。
它的光是五千年前才跑到这里的。
But the light took 5,000 years to come here.
所以每一个光到你那里，因为距离不同，你正在玩弄历史，你不懂。
So you are actually playing with history because of the difference in timing.
我如果再讲下去，变成教授物理了。
If I go on further, it's like a teaching physics.
我今天是解经。
But I'm doing Bible exposition.
基督是神荣耀发出的光。
Let me tell you that Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory.
太奇妙。
It's a great marvelous deal.
光
as teaching.
不是物质。
Light is not material.
它的光看得见。
But light can be seen.
光虽然看得见。
Although we can see light.
你不能给它称重量。
You cannot weigh light.
光不能称重量。
Although you cannot weigh light.
它的光有速度。
But there is a speed to light.
光的速度已经查出来。
We already have the speed of light.
每一秒钟，停，等，186,000英里。或者300,000公里一秒钟。
Every second it moves 300,000 kilometers.
那么地球一周大概多长呢
？How big is the circumference of the Earth？
不到25,000英里。
It is only about 25,000 kilometers.
或者40,000公里。
40,000 kilometers.
所以呢，如果这个光可以绕地球的话
，So if light can go around the world，
等于一秒钟可以绕7次地球。
Within 1 second, it can go around the world 7.5 times.
那个 Boeing 747算什么
？So Boeing 747 is nothing.
它飞一整天才飞一半。
Struggle for one whole day, only move half the world.
一秒钟7次。
Well, within 1 second, light will move around the world 7.5 times.
已经 BBC World Service。
So in BBC World Service.
你所听的钟声
，the chime that you hear，
在新加坡听的
，you hear in Singapore，
比伦敦那个钟的下面听的人，你更先听到。
You are listening to it faster than a person who is right beneath。
你大概在14分之1秒你就听到。
You hear within 1/14 of a second。
但是在那个钟下面走路的人，咚咚 ，original 咚咚，他大概是1/7秒才听到。
But those who are moving below the Big Bang where the sound comes from here in 1/7 of a second.
为什么？
Why?
电流的速度。
Because of the speed of electricity.
光的速度。
And the speed of light.
是一样的。
It's the same.
你的光有速度。
You see, light has a speed.
像我们开汽车很快也有速度。
Like when we're driving very fast.
但是。
However.
光呢和我们汽车不同的地方，前面有一部车，你机器多大都没有用的。
The difference between light and a car is that it doesn't matter how big your car is. Or if you are blocked by a car, no matter how big your car is, it's useless.
有红灯你看不看到？有红灯你看到吗？
It's a red light, so you're not going to move. So you are blocked.
你多快也没办法。
So it doesn't matter how big your car is.
光不一样。
But light is different.
光到的地方。
Wherever light shines,
热能一定到。
Heat will come.
一定没有受影响。
There is no stoppage.
没有速度的拦阻。
There is no stopping of time.
你说这块木头
，It is wood.
盖住了，光射不进来。
And the wood blocks light.
光不到了，你不管。
Whether the light comes, it doesn't matter.
你在外面。
You are outside.
我在里面。
I'm inside.
我用防弹玻璃把你遮起来。
I use a anti-bullet glass.
挡弹玻璃, 里面的纤维的密度达到一个地步,
the fiber in a bulletproof glass is so thick that bullet cannot get
光来了,
through. When light comes,
射进去了,
it can go through.
光到那边,
when the light comes to the glass,
会不会像汽车前面的汽车? 它就慢慢走, 慢慢走,
is it going to be road hog by another car?
塞车了,
because there's a traffic jam.
过了很久在这里,
after a while you come through again, it doesn't happen.
一秒钟30万公里
The speed is exactly the same.
上帝就是光
God is light.
我怎么了解?
How can I understand this?
上帝啊,
God,
你太伟大,
you are great indeed.
耶稣基督是谁?
Who is Jesus Christ?
上帝荣耀所发出来的光,
and Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我不知道要怎么样讲才会更明白,
I don't know how to further explain this to you.
我今天先讲到这里,
but I'm going to stop right here.
下一次我们继续讲,
the next time when we gather again,
荣耀的光辉,
we talk about the radiance, how this radiance illuminates us at different areas of our lives, so that those who truly understand and know Jesus Christ can truly see the great light of God, and you can live in the light and become the children of light. Thanks be to God. Let's say it together. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
荣耀归于上,
glory be to God.
上帝是荣耀的上,
God is the God, glorious God.
基督是上帝荣耀所发的光辉,
and Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory.
一二三, 基督是上帝荣耀所发的光辉, 愿主的光照耀,
may the light of God illuminate you.
愿你行在光中,
may you walk within the light.
愿你兴起,
may you be revived.
愿你为主发光,
may you shine for our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.